Part 4. Delayed Exits from Chapter 11. Julianne Lopez Toledo reports about three Chapter 11 debtors whose emergence from Chapter 11 has been delayed. W.R. Grace, Quigley, and Flintcote. W.R. Grace & Company is looking to emerge from Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection by January 31st. That is, if the wheels of justice are turning in the company's favor. In order for W.R. Grace to meet that target date, a federal appeals court will have to rule by early January on an appeal by Grace's creditors, company officials said in a conference call with analysts. The appeal, currently under consideration by the Third Circuit Court of Appeals in Philadelphia, is over the amount of interest Grace owes on pre-bankruptcy petition bank debt. Under a plan approved by the U.S. Bankruptcy Court, Grace would pay $490 million to redeem warrants. Said warrants would be given to a trust as part of Grace's plan to settle asbestos-related claims. The plan also includes $250 million in cash and giving claimants the right to the proceeds of Grace's asbestos-related insurance coverage. Grace also would make $110 million a year of deferred payments for 5 years, starting in 2019, and $100 million a year for 10 years, starting in 2024. Grace, a maker of chemical catalysts and building products, filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection in 2001 amid a flurry of asbestos-related claims. Company officials said Grace is lining up about $800 million in financing for additional liquidity after it emerges from Chapter 11 protection and to pay for the company's $500 million acquisition of Dow Chemical Company's polypropylene licensing and catalyst business. With the purchase from Dow, Grace picks up a business with $120 million in annual sales, a manufacturing plant in Louisiana, and about 80 employees. The bankruptcy court on June 28, 2013, confirmed the plan of reorganization of Pfizer Inc. unit Quigley Company. The district court reaffirmed the bankruptcy court's confirmation order on August 2, 2013. Because this proceeding involved asbestos-related litigation, both bankruptcy and district court approval were required. Swamped by billions of dollars in asbestos-related liability, the Pfizer Inc. unit had been mired in bankruptcy since September 2004. 3 years ago, the judge denied confirmation of Quigley's plan in a stinging opinion, Skadden, Arp, Slate, Meager, and Flom LLP partner Jay Goffman said. In the end, we walked into the confirmation hearing with virtually everyone on board, and we emerged with another great success story, Mr. Goffman added. Quigley won confirmation for a plan that paid claimants $964 million, resolved billions in liability, and finally brought closure to an 8-year-old case. The U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware entered on November 15, 2013, a 26th order extending the Flintcote Company and Flintcote Mines Limited exclusive period to file a Chapter 11 plan for up to an additional 5 months from November 30, 2013 through April 30, 2014. The Flintcote entity's exclusive right to solicit acceptances of their Chapter 11 plan will be extended up to an additional 5 months, from January 31, 2014 through June 30, 2014. The Bankruptcy Court entered its order confirming Flintcote's plan in December 2012. The U.S. District Court for the District of Delaware needs to affirm confirmation of the plan and the Section 524G injunction. In January 2013, Imperial Tobacco Canada Limited and certain of its wholly owned subsidiaries, including Genstar Corporation, filed a notice of appeal from the confirmation order, and such appeal is currently pending before the District Court as case number 13-00227. The plan has been accepted by all classes of creditors and claimants, including 95% of the holders of asbestos personal injury claims against the debtors. Flintcote says terminating exclusivity will not result in a, quote, better plan or speedier confirmation, but will only result in a potential ambiguity in the unlikely event that the confirmation order is not upheld on appeal, as to whether the debtors adequately preserved exclusivity throughout the appeal period. The Troubled Company Reporter provides detailed reporting about every Chapter 11 filing nationwide. Stay tuned to learn more about obtaining a trial subscription to the TCR at no cost or obligation. That concludes Part 4 of the report. The report concludes in Part 5.